Ladies and gentlemen, we need to talk more about the JBS shutdown due to the cyber attack. The media has just, in the last hour here, started to acknowledge what's going on. They got their talking points from Central Intelligence, and they started regurgitating them through their various propaganda rags. Mostly, the talking points revolve around meat shortages and the price of meat going through the roof thanks to the shutdown of JBS. Of course, they also throw in such popular talking points as Russian hackers and Biden's going to call up Putin and demand his acquiescence, and all this kind of nonsense. It effectively marries completely with the existing tapestry of lies that's been spun by the cryptocracy. And so what I want to say at this point, because I was very careful in my previous report to only report on what we had, I said this is the early hours of this, and you know, certainly we've seen that JBS is a partner with the World Economic Forum, and this plays perfectly into the script of the cyber pandemic they predicted and the anti-meat agenda. They attempt to shut down and move to a post-animal economy. But I stopped short of saying that this was decidedly a contrived, scripted event, a false flag, call it what you want. At this point, however, it is abundantly clear that we are witnessing right now, in real time, the largest attack on our global food supply and our supply chain itself in human history. This is a big deal. This is a major scripted event by the cabal to further their agendas. And I know no one else is talking about the JBS cyber attack in these terms yet, but that's where we are now. And so let's have a conversation about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And the impact of shutting down JBS's operations in the US, Canada, and Australia is already substantial. We already have an animal welfare crisis because animals that were supposed to be processed are still around and need to be fed. And so JBS is scrambling internally using their emergency and natural disaster protocols to try and source animal feed from other companies and get those animals taken care of. But how severe the crisis is, how extreme this event ultimately affects everyone, depends completely on for how long they keep those plants shut down. With each canceled shift, there will be an even more severe meat shortage. And after 4-5 days a week, it's actually impossible to say with any accuracy what will happen, because JBS operates at such a scale, and we'll talk about this in a moment here, that it's we have never before seen something like this shutting down. A multi-billion dollar operation operating on multiple continents, creating 280 million meals per day, suddenly just stops. it's unthinkable. And it also is unbelievable. And I mean that literally. It's inconceivable that JBS just can't get their computers to work, and so they stop their entire operation. But that's what they expect us to believe. So I'm not going to recap what I talked about yesterday about the World Economic Forum and their cyber pandemic plans, and how JBS has been part of that, a partner with it. You can watch the first part of this report from yesterday to get a sense for that. But I do want to share with you some of what I've heard from other people within JBS. I've been talking to, you know, workers at multiple facilities, and some of their traders, some of their former leaders have all been in touch, and it's been quite insightful. For one thing, JBS was already in extreme pain. This cyber attack could not have come at a more perfect time to cause maximum damage. This blow was timed with just amazing precision. Because of the labor shortages, production had already been backed up at lots of JBS facilities, and so they'd taken the step of actually closing down some of their plants and redirecting those animals to a select few plants where they could still try and staff that up and get through it. So already they were backed up in terms of production, and I'll just share with you one of these letters. They already had a lot of extra birds because they'd taken them in from other facilities where they couldn't get people to come into work because of this labor shortage. So we have a lot of birds right now, and now the automated system to process them is down, and they don't know when it's going to be back up. We could do it by hand, but it would take forever, And then I don't even know if we'd be able to get them to where they need to go because the logistics are all messed up. Everyone on site is at each other's throats and acting crazy and having to work all kinds of extra overtime because of this. And it's just absolutely nuts. So it sounds like a real disaster for the people that work there. It sounds like working for JBS is always pretty miserable, frankly. So think about that and put that into context. The cyber attack that pauses the entire operations of the company comes at that precise moment where they had funneled all of their animals into a very few locations. And you start to see that it's inconceivable that this is not an inside job. But let's continue. Within JBS, different people were told different stories. Some people were told that there was a network failure and the system's communications were down. Some people were told it was an unplanned maintenance and we'd be fine by the next shift. Whereas other workers were actually told that there was a cyber attack that was ransomware, and even that the hackers had asked for multiple billions of dollars, which I've not seen reported anywhere else yet. Now, it's not uncommon, I understand, at a company this size for stories to get mixed up, or, you know, people hear different things when you're talking about tens of thousands of people. But that is interesting. Now, JBS, who, as Bloomberg puts it, controls 1/5 of the U.S. beef production capacity, handling 22,500 cattle a day, completely offline now, is responsible for creating more than 280 million meals per day. But the impact of this, particularly as it drags on, extends much more beyond the food that comes out. We're looking at the entire farm, all the way to fork, supply chain being down for the world's biggest meat company. That means their trading floor in Fort Collins is offline. They're not buying commodities and supplies 12, 18 months out in the future for the animals that they plan to be raising. Their supply chain management is offline. The people doing buyer relations and demand planning and sales forecasting, none of that's happening. And I'm already hearing from folks inside that this means that there will be meat shortages. There will be retail, consumer-facing retail shortages as a result of that. They don't know where the meat is needed, so they're not going to be able to get it there in time. Their animals, we already talked about, they're scrambling to keep them fed. And of course, this whole situation, like I said, quickly backs up into the producers. And I've been hearing from cattle ranchers in Australia who were supposed to give deliveries of, you know, thousands of head of cattle today, but they're being returned to the feed. You know, for one, they're not accepting new deliveries. The cattle they had accepted in the past week are being returned to the feedlots from whence they came. For some of these cattle, it's not as big a deal. If they're grass-fed, they can just go back out on the pasture. I'm not minimizing the very real impact to cattle producers. But for hogs, it's even harder because there's nowhere to go in many cases. Those pigs keep getting bigger. I heard from one of the workers at the Beardston plant today where they were supposed to be going through 20,000 head of pigs, and that hasn't happened. So, as he put it, that now has to happen in the future, but that means we won't get to something else, and so we just run out of time at some point. They also get bigger each day and then eat more, so it's a compounding problem. And the whole system is so tightly coordinated that these disruptions have a way of cascading and being very expensive. On the poultry side, it's also very bad timing because, as we've covered, we're also experiencing poultry shortages right now. And so to have any blow to poultry production is even more troublesome. One good piece of news there I heard was that Pilgrim's Pride was resuming some of their shifts tonight. So hopefully that means that they're starting to see the light at the end of this contrived tunnel and produce chickens again, but it's hard to say. It's not across the board. In fact, for the pork in Beardston, there will still be no kill floor production tonight. So again, the pipeline has stopped, even though some of those other operations are going forward, which again begs the question, how are they operating at all? If their system is completely down, how are they still doing some of this operations, but just stopping the kills? They're just stopping their pipeline and letting the rest of it play out. Things aren't adding up. And again, I will just say this story falls apart when you look into it. And I hope many other people will look deeply into this. I'll just add this, that it is upsetting and insulting that this poorly constructed narrative, this flimsy of a cover story, is being used to simply turn off the production of meat, and then will subsequently be used to fundamentally transform the food system and the diet of humanity. It's sickening that these people have that degree of control and are perpetrating these crimes. But then if you step back and look at the rest of what's going on right now and the larger depopulation agenda, of course this is happening. Of course evil is manifest here as well. So we'll leave it here for now. Absolutely keep an eye on this, what is the biggest attack on the food supply in human history. Subscribe to the Ice Age Farmer channel for more updates. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. And if you value this information, if you want to keep this broadcast online, help me keep it running. There's a few ways listed to do that at iceagefarmer.com/support. For now, thanks for watching, folks, and be well.